Welcome to the Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 1, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins. Ir, Sheyesh B'Avodah Zarah, a city that has a specific Avodah Zarah, a specific idol to that city, and the people celebrate some type of idol worshipping holiday. We saw previously, you're not allowed to do business with them. Says the Mishnah, Chutzalah, if the people are outside of the actual city itself, Mutar, the halacha is, you're allowed to do business with those people. However, let's say the people were celebrating the Avodah Zarah outside, then it's asa to do business with them outside of the city. However, it's permissible to do business within the city because that's not considered a place of Avodah Zarah. Says the Mishnah, Mahu Leilchusham, is a Jewish person allowed to go into the city while they're celebrating their idol, while they're celebrating their holiday for the Avodah Zarah? Says the Mishnah, if the road leads directly into that city and it doesn't proceed out of the city, aser, that is prohibited for a Jewish person to participate because it appears as if he is going to celebrate alongside all the idol worshippers. Let's say the road goes into the city, but it continues and goes outside to a different direction, a different city. Mutter, then it's permissible because the person that sees him going doesn't know that he's going necessarily for Avodah Zarah. He could just be passing through. Hey, aren't we all passing through? Says the Mishnah, Ir Sheyesh B'Avodah Zarah, if a city has its own specific Avodah Zarah holiday, and in those days, often they would have an open marketplace, a bazaar in this Avodah Zarah perspective. V'Chanuris Mutars, and there were some stores that were decorated with Avodah Zarah. And there were also some stores that were not decorated for Avodah Zarah. Says the Mishnah, this was a store in Beit Shan where the majority of people in the city were idol worshippers. Chacham said, the ones that are decorated are prohibited. That's because they often give a percentage of the money that they make during this holiday to the Avodah Zarah. The ones that are not decorated are permitted. I just want to point out there's a very strong question here. Why is it permitted at all? We saw previously that the 3 days of the Avodah Zarah before, you're not allowed to do of their holiday, you're not allowed to do business with them. So why would this be the exception, or why would this be any different? The Rishonim will talk about it. When you learn Mishnah Avodah Zarah, Gemara Avodah Zarah, you'll have a better understanding of this as well. Let's see one more Mishnah. So that's the Mishnah. And this Mishnah discusses items that you're not allowed to sell to a guy, because a guy may end up using these items for Avodah Zarah. A guy has to keep the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach, the seven noach guidelines, and one of those is Avodah Zarah. And therefore, you can't enable him to serve Avodah Zarah. That's lifnei evil esita mishal, the Torah prohibition of putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Eiludvarim, says the Mishnah, asurim limkar legoyim, are prohibited to send to a guy anytime, not just during their holidays. It's treibelin, some type of the fruit of a cedar tree, ubnai shuach, and white figs, upetai treisayin. You're not allowed to just sell the actual fig itself. You can't sell them while they have the stem in it, because they would hang these figs with the stem. Ulevoina, and frankincense, which they would use for their incense. Vitar negolavan, and white chickens, because that was white roosters. Those were used for karbanas, for sacrifices for Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Motir lim karlai, you're allowed to sell to a guy a lavan, a white tarnagol, a white rooster, bein tarnagol, and amongst others, if you sell a bunch together, it's permitted. However, if the fellow just wants to purchase a white rooster, you cut off one of the little tiny fingers of the rooster, and then he could sell it to the guy, because they won't use it as a sacrifice if it's even missing a small amount. And all the other objects that a guy buys from Israel, staman mutter, if he just buys them and says, hey, can I buy this? It's permissible. Uperushim, but he says if he's buying it for Avodah Zarah, usr, then it's prohibited. Rameira says, af dekel tov, also the fruits of a palm, so maybe this is heart of palm, v'chatzav, and sugar cane, v'naklivas, some type of reed, or that was considered a very highly valuable type of reed, asalim kalagayim. Again, it's prohibited to sell them because we assume they're probably buying it for the Avodah Zarah, not for their personal usage. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.